With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Police say it was an ambush. A couple of police officers in Lorain, Northeast Ohio, are fighting for their lives after being shot by a heavily armed gunman.
Acting Police Chief Michael Failing said two officers were at an undeveloped industrial park after purchasing a pizza and were set upon.
He had an arsenal of weapons with him. He was laying in wait and opened fire with multiple rounds.
A third officer responding to the call for help was seriously injured.
Suspect was shot on scene and was pronounced deceased.
Officials told reporters that a bomb squad was called in and found explosives in the suspect's vehicle. Audio courtesy WEWS News 5. I'm Jennifer King.
A judge has sentenced Brian Koberger to life in prison, no parole, in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students nearly 3 years ago. Motive unknown. At sentencing yesterday, Koberger said nothing. Columbia University agrees to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. The Trump administration had canceled billions in government funding for the school, accusing it of failing to squelch on-campus anti-Semitism. A veteran observer of the American political scene says President Trump's second term will indeed go down in history.
Political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is waging a classic counter-revolution.
It's economic, social, cultural, military, diplomatic.
He says Ronald Reagan tried something like it.
But not this multifaceted fashion.
From taking on big education and the Green Lobby to fixing the border and reinvigorating recruitment to the U.S. Armed Forces, all things the expert said could not be done.
He's doing all of that.
Hanson also says President Trump has undermined race and tribe with class interest, one that stresses a connection between working people from all backgrounds. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down just over 300 points. This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, and Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they exert over curriculums and faculty tenure. President Trump has threatened to remove federal funding from schools that push the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Investigators are trying to identify a mystery illness that sickened some kids in a Massachusetts church a few days ago.
Officials say eight children at a church near Harvard University, where a French youth choir was holding a concert, suffered seizure-like symptoms and were taken to hospitals. The Cambridge Fire Department responded Tuesday evening at St. Paul's Parish in Harvard Square. Emergency crews were called after one child showed symptoms which quickly spread to others. All eight were taken to hospitals. Officials confirmed the symptoms were non-life-threatening. Keith Peters, Washington.
Electric vehicle maker Tesla reporting a 12% plunge in sales in the latest quarter, and the bottom line took a hit as well, with profits tumbling 16% for the 3 months through June. Quarterly profits fell to $1.17 billion, down from $1.4 billion a year ago. More details, srnnews.com.